Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
There's you all right?
Yeah, busy day.
Yep. I've been seeing in your group, there's a lot of activity going on. Nice group you got over there.
Yeah, we're still looking for members.
Make sure you plug that at the end of the show. I'm a little bit hoarse.
Sure.
So, y'all bear with me. I still haven't recovered from screaming and hollering and running up and down in my living room, in my den, when the Saints was playing the other day. So I have not recovered my voice. Actually, it was worse than this yesterday. That being said, anyway, welcome to Shoebox Talk to everybody that's listening. This is HubNet News on November the 3rd, 2021. We're getting it in. We have a lot to discuss. We try to cut it down in 60 minutes. Really, we could probably fill up a 5-hour slot with all that's going on. So that being said, it appears that Mr. Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, barely made it for re-election another term. So
I just saw that.
This is the election season, so the analysts are saying that when young people and black people don't show up to the polls, Democrats don't win. And obviously that's what happened in Virginia, where the governor over there lost. So I've been a little bit bummed out about that, because this sets the tone for 2022 and 2024. You know what I mean? So.
Well, can I back to the new? Sorry to interrupt. The New Jersey governor. This is the first time in over 40 years that the state has reelected a Democratic governor.
That's true, but they don't need.
I'm just kidding.
They don't need no Republican. We don't need no Republican in there setting things up for 2024. We just don't. Virginia, come on, Virginia. I was just like, wow. So anyway, we got all these elections going on. We did get for the city of Baltimore. Was it the first or the second black female mayor?
Wow.
Yeah, that's real big. I'm trying to understand what's going on in Minneapolis. Why? I thought it would have definitely set us up elsewhere, especially down here in Texas with their bullcrap, that the Department of Public Safety would have got involved in regards to policing, especially where George Floyd got killed. I think that would have been, if that had a pass, a lot of people turned it down, that would have been great. That would have been the model for Department of Public Safety to get involved. And that just simply meant, it doesn't mean, from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, but that doesn't mean that it's defunding the police. That's just a terminology that's not true. That's unrealistic to defund the police. We need the police. But it will put somebody there to respond to assist the police in mental health cases and situations and so on and so forth. There was a dude, and my memory's bad right now. There was a kid, was it in Minneapolis? I think it was, or Minnesota, that was mentally retarded, had mental health problems. He was mentally retarded, disabled, intellectual dysfunction. And the police showed up. They didn't have no tasers for whatever the reason. Why they don't have tasers, I don't know. And this kid, a black kid, lunged at him, was swinging a knife around and so on and so forth, danger to himself and others, you know, and they shot him. They didn't shoot him to wound him, to slow him down or nothing. They shot him and he died. That's just an example of how ridiculous it is. If I was a police officer, I was thinking about it last weekend. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine that's a police officer in Texas, not in San Antonio, but in Texas. And I thought to myself, if I was a police officer, I would think that would be, in those kind of situations, a great idea to have somebody to respond to mental health issues. You know, it's just, they need some assistance out there dealing with that stuff, you know. So anyway, that being said, that's what I've been kind of keeping my eye on for the last week or so in regards to elections and evolved being passed. I don't even want to talk about how the senators and the Senate is not doing well with this, with Biden with this bill. Like, I don't even want to, that right there is just ridiculousness. What Manchin is doing is just ridiculousness. And, you know, I don't even know what to say about that. That bill will help a lot of people. And they just giving it, the Democrats seem to think that it's going to pass. We're going to cut a whole lot of stuff out of it that was meant to help people. So that being said, anyway, y'all, what you got, Darius? What's going on there in Dayton, Ohio?
Well, in Dayton, Ohio, we have a new mayor. Jeffrey Mims, black man. He ran for mayor. He won in a blowout last night. He got over 67% of the vote. And he's replacing Nan Whaley, she is running for governor of Ohio for next year. So that's up in the air. And so I think we got like new people running for Dayton Public Schools. So I got to check on those results because one of the people who's running is a friend, is a schoolmate I know from high school. So we're trying to see if we can get it turned around here in Ohio, because next year, keep an eye on Ohio because we have the governor and Senate seat up for grabs next year.
Who's the senator over there in Ohio?
Right now is Rob Portman. He retired because he's not running for reelection next year. Keep our eye on Ohio for next year, because as of right now, for next year for the Senate, you got 15 seats up for the Republicans, 14 seats for the Democrats as of right now.
For 22. I want to make sure that you are posting that, not just in your group, but we need to remind people of what's going on with these. A lot of people was inboxing me, was like, yo, I didn't know that this election and that election was going on. Because, you know, a lot of us don't vote in local. We go, if we do vote, we're going to go vote for the president of the United States, and that's about it. You know, but the point I want to press with the platform that we have is that the president need help. And so before we put the president in there, regardless of which way you decide to vote, you got to vote locally too. You know what I mean? You just got to get out there and vote locally. And, they have been trying to make it hard for people to vote locally too. It's not just for the president. You got to vote for your judges. You got to – I'm wondering, the Supreme Court came back with a ruling that I was just like, I think myself personally, I think that the president should add about five more judges.
You can't do that with a 50-50 Senate.
Huh?
You can't do that right now with 50-50 Senate.
Well, something needs to be done, because the Supreme Court came back with some bull crap today. And what I heard, I need to do a little bit more research on it. But anyway, I'm getting off subject. We gotta make sure you're using the platform that we have, that we remind people what's going on. So when that, and for example,
right,
what's going on, when they get ready to go down in Ohio, I need you to flood my platform, your platform, and everybody else's platform with, you know, what's going on in regard to local voting. That's
the
only way
people
are on social media and they are engaging in our platform in the groups and stuff like that. So, you know, I got inbox like, I didn't know that this voting, I mean, this meant that and so on and so forth. So we just need to, you know, just be that additional voice in regards to local elections. I believe DeSantis and the governor of Texas is up in 2022.
Greg Kemp.
I'm already getting fired ready going to flood my platform and the radio network and stuff to remind people to get out and vote, and especially in Texas as well as Florida. Gotcha.
And Michelle, we got in the 11th district in Ohio, Ms. Chantel Brown won the seat.
Is
a heavily heavy Democrat.
I saw
that.
Congratulations
to her.
Yep.
And yep. There's a new black mayor of New York.
Yep. Yep. I was getting there. Yep. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, he's the one that's the...
I was having a conversation with my people in New York. My family votes locally. We're going to get out there and protest a little bit. My sister to be out there. She gets out and votes. My family, my cousins, yeah, we vote. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really excited about that, the guy who won New York. You know, he's the second black person to hold that seat. So I was really hype about that. It's probably the only thing I was hype about. Yesterday's election was a total shit fest. PA, we had no elected officials up for re-election, no politicians. All our stuff was all judges, and that went all kinds of ways. We really needed people to come out and vote, to remove some of these sitting Republican judges and some of the Democrat ones that should have left too. And guess what? We didn't. So the good news is here in Philly, we still have our DA, Larry Krasner, who I agree with 90% of the time. He's all about prosecuting dirty cops. The FOP hates him. That's a good thing for us. And he, he believes in helping the community as much as possible. He gives about $20,000 a month out of his office to initiatives, programs, and nonprofits who are set up to help do something about the gun violence in the city. You know, and most importantly, man, he's a guy that went in to look at some of the old cases of blacks and Latinos who were arrested before DNA was used as evidence, and he had some of these convictions overturned. A lot of brothers got to come home because he found evidence that these guys were telling the truth. They didn't commit the crime, or they were coerced into saying that they committed the crime. So we won that one. That's a good thing. And we got our city controller still in place, Rebecca Reinhart, who was awesome at what she does. You know, she just put out a report letting us know how one of our number one prisons up here controlled by Philly, it's housing hundreds of men who aren't allowed to come out no more than an hour a day, you know. So it's it's kind of weird not having any senators or house reps up. But next year, oh man, it's going to be crazy. You know, we got a lot of seats up for 2022. We're going to be looking for a new governor, so we got a lot of stuff going on next year. But we got to flip Harrisburg, man. It's crazy. It is crazy.
Yeah. Well, I got a news story. It's non-political. I think y'all, mm-hmm. if y'all not aware, I know how Ken don't want to talk about NFL, but this is serious.
Sure.
Well, this is the Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs was in a serious car accident in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
That was my next one. Yeah.
And he was driving over 156 miles an hour. Let that sink in, 156 miles an hour.
Idiot.
And the sad thing is, this is only his second year in the NFL, and he's been released. He killed a friend of his. I don't know. I have to get more info on that, and I can put in shoebox talk. Killed somebody in Las Vegas. I think around 3:49.
I posted it in there.
Yeah. So his career is over. And,
yep.
And I say these young athletes today, they got to make some better decisions. If you're blessed with that talent, not just in football, but basketball, baseball, and all this other stuff, you got to take advantage of it because it can be over in a split second over one bad decision.
I said the same thing. I posted it this morning. Somebody sent it to me, and I read the article, and I said, oh, man, this kid's life is messed up. From you had 156. You're lucky to be alive.
And let me tell you something. He was a talented wide receiver because I watched him a lot when he was at the University of Alabama. I watched him a lot.
Well,
same.
Lack of maturity did it to you, Tom.
Yeah,
you know, I feel for his friend, but man, this kid is just an absolute idiot.
Just 22 years old.
Yep. Well, there goes his life. So what do you guys think about the CDC approving the Pfizer vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds?
About time.
Yeah, I'm for it, but some of these parents would say they're in the wait-and-see approach as of right now.
Yeah,
We still got people getting sick and hospitalized. COVID is still out there. Numbers are going down,
yeah.
But people are still getting sick and dying.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't really say that, that I blame the people with the wait and see, but, you know, hey, man, you got to be mindful. These kids are getting sick left and right.
Yeah.
You know, I hear about it once a month in my son's school, you know, so I don't know. I'm keeping my kid at home.
Yeah, and you know that I'm recovering from a cold, and my family was saying, my grandma was saying, you got COVID? I said, no, because this stuff is no joke, because I got to schedule them for my booster shot this month. So I hope everybody let their kids get vaccinated, but I know that's going to probably be heavily politicized too. But like the only way we're going to get out this COVID mess, people got to cooperate because it's not over yet. Because we're here in Dayton, we're under a mass mandate till further notice.
Yep. Hey, we got a caller.
Okay.
Just bring them on in. Hello, caller. Welcome to Shoebox Talk.
Hello.
Hello.
And this is Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Hi, Miss Carolyn.
Long time no hear.
Hello.
Hey,
yes,
sir. How you doing?
I'm alive, and I have a friend on the line, Latoya.
Hey, Latoya.
Hi. Welcome to Shoebox Talk.
Hi, Latoya.
Oh, man. What's on your mind tonight?
We're talking about HubMed. Well, this is our monthly show where we update on the news that's going on in around the world, but more than likely that's going on in the black community. We like to highlight that for sure.
Right.
Oh, well, I have a major highlight.
Come on. What you got?
I would like to, before you do the major highlight, I want to kind of expound on this vaccine thing. I'm like vaccinated because I have to be vaccinated because of my health. But no, it seems like nobody, well, I don't want to say nobody, but it seems like people don't find it strange that this vaccination just came up overnight. Like, we've been dealing with all these, the flu, the HIV, the cancers, and they say that, you know, there's a cure for it, but you just got to have the dollar for it. But at the same time, COVID came, and then all of a sudden, Pfizer just takes off and say, hey, I got a vaccine, I got a booster. Oh, now we can vaccinate kids. That's kind of strange to me. Now, mind you, I am vaccinated. So I don't hear a lot of people talking about, you know, how fast this vaccine came up overnight and how this now is the miracle drug to kind of help sustain America during this pandemic.
One of y'all, want to take that?
I'll take it. I've mentioned on the show, I think we did previous, on about what you're talking about. And I'm, in my opinion, that if you mean tell me you can come up with a vaccine that quick, but at the same time that there's no cure for no HIV, STDs, AIDS, diabetes, cancer, something's wrong with that picture.
Okay, let me respond. We did have a show. We talked about this quite a bit, and we had some people call in. What I would introduce to people to do is to do your research and stop listening to what other people got to say. First of all, the vaccine didn't come out that quick. It's been around. It was a vaccine that they had that they used for, part of it was for SARS. They have been working on this stuff. They've been had this vaccination. But, you know, people, you know, will look for an excuse. Now, we're talking about a virus that's airborne, right? At first, initially, they didn't know whether or not it lived on surfaces and stuff. That has nothing to do with cancer's not airborne. HIV is not airborne. We're talking about apples and oranges here. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to get vaccinated. And the killer part is the misinformation is just ridiculous. The vaccination is not to cure you from getting the virus. Neither is the flu shot or the smallpox or the polio. All them diseases and viruses have been around. You need to do your research, your real research, and stop listening to people having these conversations and not knowing what they're talking about. If you do your research, you're going to be like, oh, shit, I didn't know that. Medicine has been around, hun. And it's gonna evolve from here because COVID is not going nowhere. It's going to get worse than this. It's going to get stronger. The first couple of doses they had, they're still working on the future vaccinations for when COVID gets to the third tower. It's just going to continue to grow. And, you know, of course, they caught it. What the problem was, it caught us off guard, caught them off guard. And with anything, if you know research, if you don't know this, one of the reasons why what helped them get it out so fast so many people was dying is because with research and vaccinations, it costs a lot of money. And it takes time to test it on people and see what the side effects are, so on and so forth. It wasn't that they didn't have the capability to come up with the vaccination. It was like they get donations. You know what I'm saying? When Trump came through and said, okay, we're about to give you a whole bunch of money because a whole bunch of people are dying, when you got money, you'd be surprised at how fast things would get done. It was no more we need a rich pockets, deep pockets to give us money to test this out and test that. We got a grip of change. We need to go warp speed because too many people are dying. We got to take the vaccinations we've been working on and do what we know we need to do to keep people from getting as sick. There's never going to be, and we're delusional if we believe this, there's never going to be a vaccination to keep you from getting sick. Never. HIV, cancer, they will never have a cure for cancer. Cancer can affect all parts of the body. So as soon as they find a cure for breast cancer, then we need to, cancer's been around. It's been around. So when we start comparing things like cancer, HIV is a blood disease, and all these different things, that just lets me know that people are not doing their research and they're sitting up having these conversations. It's too easy to say, well, how did they come up with this vaccination, but HIV been around for XYZ? Okay, well, if you know that first of all, the medication for HIV is not a vaccine. Right, so I just say, this radio network. We've had shows on this topic and had people call in and speak about it. You're welcome to go to our, to my radio network and look at listening to the shows, you know, whenever they're 24/7. And then basically go for me and do your research, because sitting up listening to what people have to say will get you sitting up scratching your head like, yeah, how did they do that? And you need to educate. With anything I say, educate yourself. I know I had the chicken pox shot when I was a kid. We running around here now. When the vaccination first came out, people was walking around talking about, oh, that's the mark of the beast. That was one thing. Then the other people were saying, oh, they're just trying to put a chip in us. I mean, come on. That's a form of ignorance if you ask me. So people sit up and they want to co-sign with that, that's fine. Like, I'm vaccinated as well. But we all, to be in this here country, in these here United States, you got to be vaccinated. When my mom went into the military, she was like, man, she had to take some more vaccinations just to go, you know, to be in the military. So this is nothing new. This is all, and the problem with it is, from what I see, from where I stand, and you know, we down here at the bottom on top of that, we don't really know, because we're not up there with the decision makers up there, right? Is that we are running around here making up stuff, and stuff is getting worse and worse and worse. Everybody in this country, unless you're here illegally, has vaccinations in your system. All I know is I had the chicken pox back in the 70s when I was a kid, when I was born, 75, before 75, and I still got the chicken pox when I was, as an adult, before I turned 50. So it kept me from being real sick. I got the adult chicken pox on top of that. Then I find out they got a vaccination for that, for the shingles. You understand what I'm saying? So I would just introduce, especially my people, black people, you need to do your research, your real research, and then look into things yourself and not sit up and listen to what other people are talking about. You know, it's just, and it's not going to, and unfortunately, Corona, first of all, it's been around. Second of all, it's not going anywhere. And my problem, my whole problem with the whole thing is that we've made it too political. It's them against us, unvaccinated against the vaccinated. Why is that? We wouldn't even be doing all that if it wasn't for politics. We already got problems as it is, them against us. Don't get me started on that. Now, on top of that, now, as divided as we are as people, I don't know if you're African-American or not, but I am. And we already divided enough. I remember, I'm old enough to remember when HIV hit. People was running around talking about, don't touch me. We was ignorant back then like we are now about this coronavirus, right? Black people used to run around and say, oh, that's a white man's disease. Black people don't get AIDS. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. I remember when that happened. So, yeah, it's just with anything like this where a lot of people got sick and the United States got caught with their pants down. That's all they wasn't prepared for all of this, for this to happen the way it was fast as it did. Regardless of where it came from, you're supposed to be protected. These other countries been trying to send stuff over here. They got stuff now where they got half of the politicians walking around here dizzy and throwing up and stuff. You know, they don't know where that Savannah virus is coming from. They over in Washington or the White House around in that area, people passing out. You know, and they can't figure out why.
They know that's, they know it's not a virus with that. That's an actual attack. And all CIA is pointing to Russia on that one. But to answer her question, remember when Obama was in, the reason why Joe Biden is doing better with the corona situation than Trump did is because when he was there serving as the vice president, Obama, he had about 2.5 years of fighting SARS and Ebola.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And before Obama left, he put together what was this team called here? This was the pandemic preparedness.
Pandemic response.
Yeah. So this was a team of the best of the best who worked with the World Health Organization on dealing with many forms of SARS. And Ebola popped up. Remember, Ebola was something that happened back in the day that was killing people left and right. But we figured out the way to vaccine that. I can't remember what president was in charge at the time of Ebola, but I remember watching an old video of his commercial where he had his grandkid running through the grass in the meadows saying he got vaccinated, you should too. So there's always been propaganda when it comes to vaccination.
Well, and you know, I remember when Obama, and I remember this vividly, I remember when he came on, had that press conference and was trying to tell people, we were like, oh, man, come on. He had that press conference and he was talking about something coming down the pipe. We need to be prepared. We need to be prepared. And they were like, Obama's tripping. He just, you know what they said back then? He just wanted us to get past his Obamacare. I was like, okay, this dude, he didn't have a meeting. He had this look on his face. I was watching on his press conference like, this is serious. And it was at the time when he was trying to pass Obamacare. So everybody was like, whatever. So, but that is correct. They and then when Trump got in there, they had the plan in case something happened. The whole little mask, and he threw the shit in the trash and kept it moving. Said it was a hoax. It's not true and all this kind of stuff. And that's where we are right now. I'm inclined to believe that if that wasn't the president at the time when we had this virus, things would have been a lot different. Wouldn't have been as bad. I mean, it wouldn't have been as political, in my opinion. He made it political, them against us, you know. All I know is a lot of people died, healthy people, young people, old people. It doesn't discriminate. And that's when I had to start doing decent research. I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to have to check some stuff out. And I'm still researching, and I'm watching it. But I don't sit up and listen to these groups and these podcasts and all these people that got a hidden agenda and all that kind of stuff. I don't listen to that. I listen to my own research, talk to some people. I got some physicians I was talking to. They got the, you know, medical doctors and stuff like that, you know, and stuff. And talking to my own physician about what's really going on. That's what I would ask that people that are listening do. And it's too easy. I'm like, nah, that's too easy to say that happened too fast. Where did this virus, where did this come from? Oh, it came from China. Okay, well, China, regardless if it did or didn't, it's here in the United States. So the time that it's taking to figure out where it came from, we need to be making sure we're saving people's lives. And I don't know about you, but young people and old people need to be protected. You know, so we talked about this quite a bit when it was happening on this radio network, and you most definitely can come. This is a platform. You have any questions or anything you want to get at us or us, if we'd be looking at this stuff or whatever, just let us know. Carolyn know how to get to us, and we'll find out what the answer is as best as we can.
Caller, did you have any more questions? Still there with us? Carolyn?
LaToya. Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Carolyn, you wanted to say something?
I just wanted to say that I always voted, but I will be even more aggressive in my voting because I have been victimized this 2021 as being a young African-American female owning a business. I was mistreated by the health
system. Some of them judges, and some of them people that's in office, we need to vote, Carolyn, because they're doing you dirty. You need to vote.
Yeah. All kind of stuff. All kind of propaganda happened with me. Then they turned around and said I had a mental problem. They said I lived in a barn. All kind of foolishness. And I contacted the governor. I have letters from the governor's office here in Texas. And nothing has changed. Nothing.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Well, it's made me
a strong keep contacting person. Them. Stay on them. You know, stay on them. So you could, you know, that way you could get some satisfaction on what you're trying to do. You're more than welcome to hang on the line because we don't get to talk to you much. I don't want you to go anywhere. We got another caller, Janet, add another person to the line.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to Shoebox Talk.
Yeah. Hi. I was driving by. I was driving by. Can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. I was driving by and I heard the woman who was talking about Biden. So that triggered a particular memory in me. And I called in. I wanted to know if I could change the topic a little to bring up a weird subject that some people know about, but I don't know that much about with regards to Biden.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I've heard that Biden may have a body double, that the people that we are looking at, he's not really Biden. He's really somebody else. I don't know that much about it, but because you guys were talking about him, I thought I'd ask and see if you guys had any knowledge about it.
Yeah, I heard it. It's another one of those YouTube QAnon conspiracies I've heard going back to the during election season. Yeah.
You think there's any real possibility of that? Because it was supposed to be with Hillary Clinton, too, and Nancy Pelosi. So there's three people that we know about. And I'm asking myself, if they have body doubled or if they're being replaced, another theory is that for them to have been replaced, the three originals were arrested. So if they're arrested, why are these three there? So again, I just called them to see if you guys know anything about it.
Yeah, I've heard it. Again, it's one of the things, okay, it sounds like some conspiracy stuff. That's a pretty far out one for me. I even heard that the replacement or what was that guy out of Tennessee? He mentioned something about serpent people or lizard people. You know, so
I don't know him.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but it's some weird stuff. It's usually coming from the conservative side. You know, the liberals are just hippies and want stuff, but the conspiracy theories is coming from the right. I'm sorry to say.
Okay, so I've heard about lizard people, but I don't know that much about it. That is supposed to be, I think, either aliens or they're supposed to be from the British. I don't know.
Hey, well. What's the guy, Darius? You remember the guy, Alex, what's his name, the conspiracy that got kicked off of Facebook?
Alex Jones,
yeah, he said they're spraying chemicals on the frogs so they can turn gay. I don't know why.
He didn't spray chemicals on the frogs so they would turn gay. He's talking about chemicals in the water so that they would turn gay.
Oh, that's what he was saying it happened, and I'm just going, okay, well. You know, there's all kinds of weirdo conspiracies. I don't know what's real. I don't know what's fake. I wouldn't be shocked, though, if there's a dungeon somewhere with Nancy Pelosi and
I wouldn't mind if they were arrested. They're not exactly good for America. But if they're arrested, then why are these three people taking their places and still acting like them? If they were taking their places and reversing what was going on, then I could say, you know what? The arrest of those three kind of makes sense to make it sound like something out of Mission Impossible. But if you're going to arrest the devil and put the devil in his or her place, then why bother arresting
the devil?
You know?
Well, that sounds more like something out of Men in Black than So I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
Well, Men in Black made more sense.
Yeah. So. But
okay,
we
well, that's what I wanted. I just wanted to ask you. Okay. I'll see you guys later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate you stopping in. Thanks a lot.
Well, somewhere there's a dungeon with Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and Nancy Pelosi getting three hots in the cot.
There's a whole mountain that's hollowed out for Trump and his people. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, is this gentleman here is an example. That the only problem with the conspiracy theories, you know, we used to have them when we was younger. You remember when we used to look at the Inquirer? We didn't have social media back then. You used to be like, look, standing up in the grocery store like, yo, what's this about? You know, my problem with it, though, back then is that I know of, we wasn't running around here killing people behind conspiracy theories. That kind of thinking causing people to go into Walmart and, you know, shooting up the place, all that kind of stuff. That's my only problem with conspiracy. I believe that people should be able to feel and think about things the way they want, right? You know, if they're really aliens or, you know, what's really going on, you know, about the government, I get that. But when it starts affecting you where you're coming out into the community and it's that people are being killed, then I have a problem with that. The dude is in jail right now because he ran up on the pizza place talking about Hillary Clinton is down in the dungeon, which is a pedophile. You know, he was not playing around. He really believed that. So that's my only thing.
Oh, boy.
When you sit up and talk to people that have these beliefs, it's an interesting conversation. So long as they don't turn around and go and kill people because of it, you know, or hurt themselves because of it, you know. So
Bradley, Colorado, some years ago, I guess it's been about 10 years ago, a gentleman down there felt like the town people, along with the mayor, was mistreating him. And he took a bulldozer and made it into a tank, went through there and tore up all kind of stuff. He became unreasonable, completely unreasonable, and he was angry.
And so now, if I was in that, so I've always put myself, flip the coin over if I was in that position, and I was one of these people that, you know, have my thoughts about whatever the subject is, right? And then all of a sudden, all this time I've been thinking, I don't know, about the story. Let's take the story with Hillary Clinton and the pedophiles and all politicians with pedophiles and all that. And then all of a sudden, the president or the senators and stuff like that I wouldn't say condoning it, but condoning it indirectly. That would make me feel like, you know what? All these years I've been thinking X, Y, Z, it must be true. The president said it was. Or the president didn't say it wasn't. You know, that right there would probably send me over the top. Like, I would be convinced at that point that there's pedophiles or whatever the conspiracy theory is, or that Biden is a body double or whatever the case may be, because somebody so high up is not telling me that it's not. You know, for me to, you know. So, yeah, I get it. I understand where a person that's really, people that have conspiracy theories, majority of them, but, you know, and we all got our own theories about stuff. People talk about Illuminati and all that kind of thing. They actually, majority of the time, from what I know and people outside, they're not faking. They're not doing it for attention. They actually believe it.
Oh boy, I've been doing podcasting for a long time.
Yeah, we might want to revisit that subject again.
It's the first time in the 10 years of podcasting I've ever done where I've heard someone mention about political cloning.
That gentleman actually was struggling with him. Like, let me ask these people what they think. And that comes for, that's the part of what I was talking about where it comes from, interesting conversations. Listening to people have these conversations and that they actually believe it. What's that black guy on, what's his name? He wears glasses. He's on CNN. He goes around the United States having these conversations about race, about different things.
Van Jones.
Not Van Jones, the other dude. He went and sat down and talked to the Ku Klux Klansman. And I was sitting up there looking at that interview like, wow. You know, people get together, start having conversations, and one of them Klansmen get in contact, you know, have a conversation with somebody else that wasn't a believer, and they make things sound like it makes sense. Now I'm a believer. You know what I mean?
That's what the interview was about, that guy. What is his name? I forgot his name. But he goes, he has a show on CNN where he goes and does these interviews with just, not just Klansmen, but just people. He talked to the QAnon lady, the people with QAnon and conspiracy theories. He talked about, you know, all kind of different subjects. And to listen to other people's perspective on their beliefs is very interesting until they take those beliefs and they start killing people. That's when there's a problem.
Yeah.
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 If, just think about what happened at the White House on January 6th.
Exactly.
Off of a quote election lie, claiming the election was stolen, and you seen all the majority of them white people there tearing up the White House, and there was always a couple black people there. And I said, that thing's planned.
All right, guys, we have another caller.
Okay.
All right, let's bring him in, join the convo.
Hey, can
hello, caller. Welcome to Shoebox Talk.
Hey, what's up, man? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Casey. So, just a couple things I just wanted to say real quick. So, first of all, when it comes to conspiracy theories, don't get me wrong, the African-American, black person, or any minority, you basically have a right to have conspiracy theories more or less due to the amount of violence and, you know, for which the crime has been acted against us. However, anytime you present me with a conspiracy theory, you have to present me with some type of scientific data that lets you know you've done some type of analysis to back this up. You can't just fit any random thing to me into the body. You have to have some type of data or some type of proof. It's like doing science. You can't make a theory without having some type of research behind it. So it's not that, like, I doubt you for having a conspiracy theory. It's just if you don't have the data to back up your theory and you can't present it in a professional manner, I really don't know what you're talking about. And then the second thing I just want to say, when it comes to vaccination, I mean, people got to realize something, man. Like, I'm not trying to tell black people to or not to get it, but I just want to say that, you know, according to the CDC, unvaccinated people have a 6.1 greater risk of testing positive and an 11.3 greater risk of dying from COVID. So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, get the vaccine. I mean, I would, you know, based off of scientific data and facts, I'm just, like, saying, like, just scientific data and facts, get the vaccine. I don't know what else to say.
Hey, you're spitting facts right now. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Thank you, Mr. Wilson, and thank you for your service. Officer Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hey, you know what I say? You make it worth it.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting and calling in. And you're right. Get the vaccination. Okay. Protect yourself. Protect your family. You know? Stop listening to people. You know, it's not going to cure you, but it's going to help you live. Okay?
Right.
Here's another thing. The vaccine, it's a vaccine. It is not a cure. At no point was it ever advertised as the COVID cure. It is the vaccine. There's a difference.
Exactly. Yep.
There's no such thing as any medicine in the history of the earth that has ever had a 100% rate. Like, no. It has a 90-something percent rate of protecting you. And like I said, you are 11-point-something times less likely to die.
So, Casey, let me ask you this. Before, when you went into the military, and you've been all over the world with the military, did they require you to take other vaccinations?
Yes, the vaccine currently became mandatory as of a couple months ago. I don't remember the exact regulation, but yes, the vaccine has become mandatory. If you want to take the vaccine, there's a process for that, which you have to request an exemption. And I'm just letting you know now that is a interesting process. But more or less, after your exemption is submitted, if higher-ups decide that you are not, like this does not meet their exemption criteria, you have two choices. Either get with the vaccine or get out of the military, more or less. Summarizing it, I have to pull up the exact regulation, but yes, it is mandatory for us now.
But before, when you went to basic training, when you went into the military, were you required to take other vaccinations?
Yeah. Like I said, that's not the military, so we kind of don't have a choice in a lot of things.
Right. But we thank you for your service, sir. Thank you.
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
awesome. Okay. All right, we got about 3 minutes. Closing statements, anyone?
We appreciate everybody listening to Shoebox Talk this evening. We are definitely a 24-hour radio network, so if you didn't catch the whole show or you want to listen to the show as many times as you like, you go to blogtalkradio.com /hubnetonline and listen to the show, as many shows, 4 years worth of shows, going on 5 years worth of shows. We've been around for a little while. And leave a comment that you, whether or not you liked it or if you have a question or whatever the case may be, on the network. We appreciate y'all listening and calling in and supporting us. Kim, what else we got? We got Darius on the line coming out of Ohio. Thank you, Carolyn, and your guest for calling in. Casey, we appreciate all y'all listening and participating in this conversation on HubNet News on HubNet Online Radio.
Yeah, I like to advocate my group real quick. My group is protesting for major changes for now in the future. We talk about what's going on in the black community, and if there's a story that the media is not covered, you're more than welcome to post on there so we can get the conversation going.
Been a great show, y'all. Please, if you're looking for work, you want to work from home, you want to be an independent business owner, an entrepreneur even, you can try us at www.zuri, that's ZHURIINC.com. We are taking applications various spots across the country for work from home customer service positions. So go to ZuriInc.com. Apply, and someone will be calling you within a day or so to interview you, and we can get you started. Also, check us out at www.theshoefeettoesclub.com. Theshoefeettoesclub.com. It's almost the holiday season. Go get yourself some cool items, some gift items. Get that stuff going so you can start working on that Christmas list a little early. And, of course, follow us on all the social media platforms, The Shoebox Talk on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And follow the network at HubNet Online on all your social media platforms. And it's been a great conversation, and we'll see you guys next week.
All righty.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Y'all.